Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. And good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. It's good to hear you back again. I have to admit, I kind of missed you a little bit.
Yeah, well, I kind of miss you all, too. A voice from the past, I am here, and I'm happy to announce I was talking to Greg Hunter earlier today, so we were unable to give any previous announcements, but he's going to join us today, so I'm really looking forward to talking to both of you. Did you really miss me?
Yeah, I really did, honestly. I mean, we think make a pretty good team. I tried to do the best I could while you were going.
That's not what you said off air.
Well, I know, but I don't make you feel bad on the air, for goodness sake.
Okay.
I wouldn't dare tell the truth on the air. No. But anyway, no, it's good to have you back. I mean, I did the best I could to fill in the gap, but I'm not Melody's history. I can't do it the way you do it, so we did the best we could from a hillbilly's point of view.
I think you did a fantastic job, and I appreciate it. So it allowed me to get away for the first time, and really a couple other than 3-day weekends and so forth. First time in, 6-7 years. So,
wow.
It was something that I badly needed. And boy, did I miss a lot, just about war with Iran and everything. But I was following it on my trip. But gold today was down $250 at $1,558 in the New York spot price aftermarket. You have silver down 25 pennies at $1,787. Platinum was down 16 at $1,006. And palladium, after it roared on its way to who knows where, it was down $123, down 5% at $2,491. Although rhodium didn't take a breather, that's about ready to hit its high mark of 10,000. It's right now at 9,600. So we'll see what happens then. The last time rhodium hit 10,000, it tanked like a rock. So we'll see if it hits its old high, if it beats its old high, and what happens thereafter. Of course, the white metals responded positively to all the trade agreements that were signed earlier last week. The USDX today was down 0.03 at 97.56. Crude oil was down 29 cents at 58.25. Paper markets today, you know, and they say, oh, it's all because of the first case of coronavirus reported in the United States in Washington, state of Washington. I don't know. And the U.S. airline stocks fell based on that fear, but the Dow was down 151 points, 29,196. The NASDAQ was down 18, 9,370. And the S&P was down 8 at 3,320. If it's just one case that was reported in the U.S. and it dropped the market, you know, 0.5%, it's no big deal. I don't know. That's still a pretty strong reaction. But anyway, Euro likes that 111 mark. It's back to that 1.11 for the Euro. Hong Kong was down 3%. They still have their issues over there overnight. And let's see if there's anything else going on. Not really. Since markets were closed yesterday, it seems like today was the a Monday-Tuesday, if that makes sense. The news was like it was Monday. So, I'm not sure if we say we do. You there, Greg?
Yes, we do.
I'm here. How are you doing? Sorry, you were talking. Oh. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, no worries. Thank you for joining us today. And on such a short notice, I have Pastor Butch Paul here with us.
Hello, hey, Pastor Butch.
And
how are
again,
you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good.
I just want to announce, let the listeners know that we are very excited to have Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com join us. Please make sure you visit his website. And a new year, Greg, 2020, the first time you've been on in this program. How is the year starting out?
I think you see it on TV today with the let's just talk about the impeachment a little bit, because that's the now peg. And I've been listening to this. I've been watching it. I've been listening because I can sometimes when I have my church with my preacher, I usually sit there and close my eyes. I don't lay down. I put my hand on the desk. I just close my eyes and listen to him so I can vividly really concentrate on what he's saying and not really watch him. He knows this. It's cool. And but I was listening to the impeachment hearing, and what I'm hearing from the impeachment hearing, and I was listening to mainly to the Democrat side. They want to have a new trial in the a new impeachment in the Senate, and they are. I think they've really screwed up their case, right? I mean, they had two articles of impeachment. None of them included a crime. Their witnesses were all non-fact witnesses. I heard from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it, you know, that kind of whole deal. They heard it. It was all hearsay, which is not allowed in courts, in any courts across America. And now they have this big push for documents. We need documents. They don't want to have, their witnesses are would be ripped to shreds in the Senate. And they wouldn't even be allowed to testify because they don't have, they're not, the only fact witness was Ambassador Sondland. You know, I asked the president what he wanted, and he said, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Just have him do, you know, the right thing. Have him do what he ran on, the Ukrainian president who ran on, you know, non-corruption, you know, because he's looking into all this corruption. I mean, how dare President Trump look into the corruption of the Democrats and the kickback and the money laundering and the bribery of the, how dare he do that? Especially in an election year for another candidate. They're absolutely, and what I think, what I hear them saying is they don't want new witnesses because they don't have them. And you know, you saw what they did in the house, in the basement, in the cellar, you know, a star chamber, three-fourths of this whole Democrat House-led impeachment was done in secret behind closed doors, and then they wouldn't give out complete transcripts, and they redacted them, and they, some of them they didn't give out at all. And no questions for the questions that their women will for the Republicans, and it was just that the Democrats' women will, and it was just a completely really unfair thing. And you can look at their the document that set it up that the House members voted on. I mean, it's they had all the power, and was there's no semblance of being fair. Well, now what I hear them saying, their people prosecuting this case, you know, they think allegations are facts, and they're never established any of them as a crime. There was no crimes. Obstruction of justice is not cannot be a crime if you're simply going to the court and getting them to rule on things. And there was no crime, and they have screwed up their case in front of the Senate, and they want to now they want to heap on charges. That's like taking somebody and saying we're gonna charge you for a crime in court, and then during the trial you want to heap on more charges. And what you're trying for, you want to heap on even more charges while you're doing it, and then add more evidence on top of. And this is a case. This is one thing to add new evidence about existing charges that you're adding. Yes, that yeah, no problem. But it's another thing to want to add new evidence and create new charges. I mean, they know they've screwed up, and their big push now is to try to get anything they can, a fishing trip, as Mitch McConnell said. And I don't. What worries me is not the Democrats in the Senate; it's the rhinos. You know, the Mitt Romneys, the Susan Collinses, the Murkowskis. That's the people I worry about. Those people, because they're just part of the swamp. Part of the swamp. Anyway, that's my reflection of that. Is I think they're trying to they screwed their case up. They know it, and they want to try to add charges and documents to the already screwed up case to try to save it. That's what I think. That's what I think this is where this is going right now. They did add an extra day for opening arguments. Mitch McConnell was going to have 2 days, and then he did add an extra day because of the complaints by people. But I just think they have a weak case, and they're trying to build a weak case into a stronger case. And I don't think they can. You know, you got a case; it's a weak case, and you're in court, and you want to increase the charges, increase the documents, and increase the whole case while you're already charged and in court working out the last charges. So what do you guys think?
Well, I agree with a lot of
what you right on the money.
Yeah, I agree with everything pretty much what you said. The only thing that bothers me about McConnell is why are they doing it so late at night? Because I don't like anything that Washington does, what D.C. does in the wee hours. Not all of it's in the wee hours, but that always bothered me. That's the only thing I have to say about that. But I agree with you on everything else.
I think they have a bad case, and they're trying to make a they're trying to save the awful case that came out of the House of Representatives. They did not have a crime, and they did not have an impeachable crime. So they did not have a crime. Number one, they did not outline a actual crime, an impeachable crime. I mean, on its face, they have a bad case.
Yeah, but it's McConnell that's setting the hours.
I think he gave in and let them and gave them more time to try to run their bad case. That's why I think he did it. I think he did it because he's okay. I'll give you time. I think you got a terrible case, and having a little more time isn't going to help your terrible case. Otherwise, you don't want to give them the hammer, saying, "Here's what they're coming up with already. Here's what they're coming up with already." Because they know this is how you know you have a bad case. And what's the little talking point word the Democrats keep coming up with? Cover up. It's a cover up. So when they lose, and I think they will, they're going to say, it's a cover-up. It really did do something. It's a cover-up. It's like the hands up, don't shoot, which was, you know, Michael Brown and, you know, hands up. And all the forensic evidence showed that's a lie. That's a total lie. Witnesses said he charged the cop. This is in Missouri. And, you know, it was a bad case. It was a bad case from the beginning, and the lies in the end all come out. And this is what you're hearing now from the Democrats, a cover-up, 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 cover-up. They're already telegraphing that they got a bad case and they're going to lose. And they're already framing how they're going to frame it, which is, well, we lost, but they covered it up.
What about some of the guys that are surrounding President Trump? That don't...
He's got a lot of treasonous weasels around him. I mean, look at John Bolton. I mean, you think John Bolton would just go away? You know, if you got to have a disagreement, just go away. Or if you have, you know, some of these people around him the whistleblower, Eric Chimella, I'm under no duty not to say his name. So he gets no protection from me. You know that these whistleblowers are not whistleblowers, and they don't want to call them. He was legitimately asking to investigate fraud and kickbacks and a scam, which is scaring the hell out of the Democrats, because that's how they, as Lincoln said way back in the land of Lincoln, in the age of Lincoln, he considered the Democrats the party of theft. They are the party of theft, and this is partly why they want to disarm you. They also call themselves progressives. Well, that's exactly, and they call themselves socialists. Well, the National Socialists back in the 30s were the Nazis, and they called themselves progressives. That's a fact. That's not what I think. FDR wanted to use the progressive term, but the Nazis kind of tainted that back in the day. And now, you know, as history moves on and people forget, and now they're progressives. They're Nazis, and they want to disarm you so they can steal from you. Yeah. They want to steal your liberty. They want to steal your children. They want to steal your rights. They want to thought shape you into thinking that Caitlyn Jenner is a woman. I don't. If Caitlyn wants to say he's a woman, have at it, my friend. But don't expect me to buy it. Yeah. It's a way of control is what they're trying to push down your throats. They just had a journalist quit because he was arguing there are two sexes. Oh, you're fired. I mean, this is a control mechanism to accept outrageously stupid things. Like,
you made some very good points.
There's X and Y chromosomes, and that's what denotes, decides what a sex is. But anyway, go ahead.
I can see you made some very good points by the court, by the impeachment. Obviously, that's true. This is all facade, and it's going to blow up in their face. But the Democrats are, I don't think they're doing it on purpose, but they're killing themselves with the governor of Virginia declaring a martial law scenario with a rally yesterday in Virginia. Nothing happened. My inside man reporter was down there, video, and people were laughing and smiling, shaking hands. The cops were at ease. They said it was like a picnic, an armed picnic. But the governor put out millions of dollars of our money, federal and state money, to put up a wall and put in law enforcement, block off roads. This is a Democratic governor with ideas that he wants to disarm the people, and the people said no.
He wants to disarm his opponents.
That's very true.
He's using the power of the propaganda media to paint these people as a bunch of white nationalist racists.
That's right.
And he wants to use the power of the police to go after his political opponents. just like the
Nazis. I think he was totally embarrassed.
And the Nazis would do all kinds of awful things. They were going to, and this is Antifa, so fast forward to today, but the Nazis used to do back in the day, in the 30s, they would go to rallies of opponents, and then they would cause trouble and say, oh, we were with the opponents, and their people would cause the problems, and then they would masquerade as the people in the other, their opponents. That's what Antifa was going to do, but that got revealed, widely revealed, that Antifa was going to infiltrate the Second Amendment movement people, the protesters, and create problems, and that didn't work out because that plan was revealed, I think. And Northam has to eat crow to spend, like you said, spending all this money. And, oh, it was peaceful. Oh, he's thanking the thank you protesters for being peaceful. Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Because you're violent, and we thank you for not being violent like you usually are, my political opponents, Northam. But this is what this is all in all. This is a test balloon. I think people like George Soros are spending a lot of money on this test balloon because they got to have America disarmed. You can't rob them if they're going to be armed.
Well, the governor of Wisconsin is making a huge move in the same direction now also, another Democrat to disarm the people in Wisconsin. And so this is going to happen. This is going to happen nationwide, a piece at a time. But if we continue to have victories like they had yesterday in Virginia, 20,000 armed men and women, I mean armed with magazines in their weapons, in their guns, in their sidearms, and no one was harmed. With all those armed people, no one was shot. This was an embarrassment. I like thinking embarrassed the governor. I really would. I like think he's smart enough to be embarrassed anyway. But time will tell. But this was a great victory for our side in Virginia history. The people coming together from all
the
country. Yeah, it was. And they even had people there from France reporting. I mean, my brother and Jim went down to record this, met somebody from France, speaking French, who was recording what was happening. So this is worldwide news.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Great victory.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yep, it's a great victory, but it reveals what it seems very clumsy. You know, they wanted to have a Democrat president to do this, and they don't. And it seems very clumsy, like they're just going to push it up anyway, like taking the shot, you know, way outside the 3-point line in a Hail Mary type thing. It just seems to me very clumsy and very forced. If you look at what's going on with the wall down the border, and you don't have to have a continuous wall. I mean, if you take an area where a 10 or 15 mile area where you used to have crossings and you put up a 30 mile wall, you disrupt that. And right now you have Mexico fending off people from Guatemala on its southern border. You have the wall. There's 100 miles of wall going up. You think, well, that's not very much. Well, it depends on where that, you know, 10 or 15 miles here and 10 or 15 miles there and 10 or 15. And all of a sudden people are bottlenecked into areas where they don't want to cross. They're crossing at the easiest place, not the hardest place.
Hey, Greg, hold those thoughts. We're heading into a break right now. And we'll finish up when we come back about the wall. And ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom here with Pastor Butch Paul, our very special guest, Greg Hunter. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We have our special guest, Greg Hunter from the USA Watchdog.com. Please make sure you visit his website. And Greg, heading into the break, we were finishing up on the immigration, and you wanted then to head on to talk a little bit more about what we expect with the elections, voter fraud.
If you look at the avenues that the Democrats have gone, that are being closed off. I mean, first they came up with these kooky. I watched three of the debates. And I couldn't really watch them anymore. The kooky ideas, you know, no more cows, and we're going to tax you all, and we want sanctuary cities, and no more border patrol, and open borders, and you know, we're going to give health care to all illegal aliens. That all went flat. So they're you know, Green New Deal and all these ideas that they had that they thought people were just going to applaud and just love. Oh yes, please tax me more. Yeah, I'm not taxed enough. I'm not having a hard enough time making it. Means that 75% of Americans don't have $400 for a repair. So that all is a bust. That's, you have Michael Bloomberg, who thought the field was so weak he got in. He starts spending, you know, millions. If not, he's going to end up, he said he's going to spend billions of dollars. He spent millions of dollars trying to promote a rally for himself, and he got less than 50 people there. So their idea pool, done. That's most people. Then you look at the Democrats that are leaving, that are coming to the Trump rallies. This is something that the people in the mainstream legacy propaganda media, that's all it is. They're not journalists. That's a lie. They don't even make an attempt at being fair now. And then you have, in some cases, 25 to 30%. Then the polls, and multiple polls, have black Americans in the 20, 30. This is the ones that will say, yeah, I'm voting for Trump. You know, the rest of them are being called Uncle Toms and traitors and, you know, this cult called the Democrat Party. So that's not going well. Then you got about 40-something percent of Hispanic representation that they agree with him. Then you have the wall, and the 40% of Hispanics agree with the wall. And then you start narrowing down the entrance in America. Then you have Mexico actually pepper spraying people. This happened this week. Just recently, pepper spraying with 3,000 or 4,000 Guatemalans on their border, fighting them to keep them from coming in. And then all of a sudden, you don't have the 10 or 15 million warm bodies to go in and commit voter fraud. And then you have a crackdown on the voter machines and voter fraud, which is quietly going on in the background. And then all of you got the Democrat. Then you got, so what are the Democrats? We got to get him out. They're freaking. They're panicking. They're panicking. And now they want to create a new case in the Senate. Create a new case, not work on the case they already delivered. No, they want to make new case, a new case, new charges, a new all over a Senate impeachment when they're only supposed to be a Senate trial for impeachment. So they want to do that, and they're not going to be able to do the voter fraud. The Second Amendment thing that Butch just brought up was a complete disaster. I mean, there was a poll out for the for the New York Times. No, it was a Washington Post. It was they were one of the key people in the poll, and somebody else, can't remember what it was. They couldn't get 39% of they could only get 39% of Democrats to want to do away with the Second Amendment. That's what we're talking about. That's their common sense gun control, is to do away with your rights. Yeah. You know, Northam wants to make everything an assault weapon. Governor Northam in Virginia, which I think will be fast-tracked to the Supreme Court, and they'll get beat down on it. But, you know, so if you take a look at what they have, you know, you were saying in the break, Melody, that, you know, they just look like they're just doing stupid things. They're doing stupid things because they're in a panic. They know they are losing on multiple fronts, which makes me fearful for them pulling the plug on the economy. Because, you know, in the Vietnam War days, if you were going to be overrun by the North Vietnamese Army, what you would do in its act of desperation is call in an airstrike on yourself. And hopefully you'll be in your foxholes and they'll be above trying to run over you, and more of them will be killed in the airstrike than your guys. I mean, that's what creaming the economy will end up doing. They'll end up losing trillions of dollars. But they'll blame it on Donald Trump. That's what they'll do, which is what the December 21st, 2017 executive order, let's go back to that, which is still in effect, protect the financial system of the United States, a national emergency to deal with that threat. These are the people who was involved in human rights abuse and or corruption. You know, like that Ukraine kickback scandal thing? You know, like that kind of stuff? Or the money that Biden's got in China? You mean like that? Yeah. And so if you look at the landscape, yes, the Democrats look panicked. Yes, they're trying any trial balloon they can with the Second Amendment to see if people would just roll over so they can take their guns and rob them of everything. And that's why this impeachment trial, they are looking absolutely panicked, and I think it's going to go badly. They're not going to be able to have another House impeachment in the Senate and have a whole new charges and whole new tact in the Senate. They've got to try the case that we're giving them. I mean, if you get a DUI case and you go to court and then you have the prosecuting attorney saying, yeah, we want to add car theft and we want to add child endangerment and we want to add all this other stuff. Or there's any car theft? Well, no. Well, was there any child in the car? Well, no, but we want to add it anyway. See what I'm saying? So they look panicked, and they're going to be panicked enough to do something really evil. And I think it's going to be, pull the plug on the economy, or the economy. If this thing goes down, there'll be a good case to blame it on the Democrats and the rhinos for the stunts they pulled. Where we ought to be all pulling together to see how we can fix this, you know, this haywire economy where the Federal Reserve is now in the repo market pumping out tens of billions a day to liquefy the market. There's a lot of people that are very worried, high-up people worried in the background about the repo market. One of them is Martin Armstrong, who has people have written me on my website and said, I'm part of the Socrates program. It's like thousands of dollars for insider information and stuff. And he says that Europe is going awful, and that he's afraid to speak out about the repo market because he doesn't want to get blamed for a crash. But they are stuck now, the Federal Reserve, where they've taken over the liquefaction of the banks and the short-term funding needs of the banks and more to prop up the system. And they're doing it to the tune of tens of billions of dollars per day, and nobody is reporting on it. Like the Fed has a brand new market function, a brand new market responsibility to prop it up forever in a daily fashion with the repo market, where that used to be taken care of by the big banks like J.P. Morgan and Citi and Bank of America and whoever. But they don't trust the collateral. They don't trust what they're coming to put up as collateral for short-term money and then repurchase it back for a couple of percent. That's the overnight. That's the Fed funds rate. That's what the Fed used to set, just how much money you could charge overnight. But that's gone into cuckoo land because nobody wants to loan any money. None of the big banks want to loan money. So now we're left with the Fed loaning money. Why? What are they fighting off? Who needs money? How many different organizations need money? Is Boeing in trouble? Yeah, I heard that Boeing has to borrow $10 billion because the 737 MAX debacle is dragging on. They've selling very few commercial airplanes. I know they are a big manufacturer of for the Defense Department, but still, you know, they have a commercial arm of their company, which is quite large. You know, I mean, and they're not selling any planes, and they don't make the 757 and 767, I don't think, anymore. At least that's not what they're concentrating on. So the bigger question is, are they going to pull the string on the economy, or is all this dysfunction going to pull the cord on the economy? We've been saying this for a while, but they've been doing crazier and crazier things for a while. I will end with this. For years in most of the TV stations I worked at five, and I worked at two networks, I would do financial crimes. I loved financial crimes. You know why? Because it was just the money. It wasn't black or white, Republican or Democrat or anything. It was just the money. Did you cheat? Yes. No. You know, can we make a case? Yes. No. You know, that's all there was to it. Are you male, female, black, white, Indian? It doesn't make any difference. What's the money? What do the numbers say? Right? And frauds could go on for a long time. Some frauds could go on for a long time. Look at Bernie Madoff. How did that go on for? Marco Polos was complaining for 10 years, right? And how long did that go on for? 20 years? Bernie Madoff. And then one weekend he went out and he spent a beautiful weekend at the Hamptons in the summer. It was lovely. He just laid by the pool. He had a great time. It was lovely in the Hamptons. It was beautiful. He came back to New York City, and at 9:30 Monday morning he was in handcuffs, and he was never free again. Frauds end quickly. They all end quick. No matter how long they can go on for, they end quickly. It's like the line in the Forrest Gump movie. You know, we're all through the movie, you know, whether he was playing table tennis and he stopped, or whether he was in the army and he was out, or whether his friend was alive and then he was dead. And then one day it was over. Just like that. And that's what people need to be prepared for, because this is an awful fraud. And you were talking about how they're going to stop LIBOR. Will you talk about that so I can not talk for a while?
No. Melody? Everybody wants to listen to you, Greg.
No, you told me. I didn't know this about LIBOR. They're going to stop LIBOR, the London Interbank Offered Rate, where everything is, all these loans are set. Explain that to me, please. I'd love it.
Well, yeah. I mean, the deadline is 2021. And they're going to open up different exchanges, and a little bit is already beginning to take place. But, you know, we talk about the repo market and what's happening there. But you know what? When reading, there was an article out of Bloomberg. We did put it in our newsletter this week, yesterday's newsletter. And it talked about one of the new entities, or the new entries, includes the U.S. secured overnight financing rate. And this new benchmark, mostly, and again, this is all banking terms, and, you know, I'd have to look into it. But my question is, the U.S. repo market, and as we know, as you explained, cash is briefly exchanged for higher quality securities. Rewriting these loans could require pricing renegotiations. So is this what we're experiencing now in the repo market? Are these loans being rewritten and the Fed is in there so that they can change over to a different market when it comes to their rates? Because if that's what's happening, if what's happening in the repo market is tied to the replacement of the LIBOR, then it's another bailout again.
Yes.
Are you following me? Is it?
Yes. And you know, it could be multifaceted. It could be that, which is big, and it also could be all these corporate bonds that are no good.
Yeah.
They issued a lot of debt just to float themselves open. That they, you know, now we're talking that Alcoa was just out recently, and just, you know, why Alcoa? Yeah. And they're saying the U.S. business isn't very good. That they don't see they're not in trouble. They're not defaulting. They're just not expanding. They're just not doing well. They're paying their bills. They're making it, but they're not, and they don't see any good horizon for the economy in the U.S. So, and listen, I love Donald Trump. Donald Trump got he had a dud hand. He walked into office with $20 trillion in debt, and then I don't think until after the election, not always before he sworn in or after, that he realized that they had, the crazy doom cuffs had done at least $21 trillion in additional printing of money, And this is by the PhD professor at Michigan State University, Dr. Martin Skidmore. This is a real thing. The university lauded him. They wrote about it. This is a real 21 missing undocumented expense. They don't know where 21 trillion. Where did it come? Where did it go? Where is it? It was on the DOD and it was on HUD, and it was done through Office of Inspector General reports, and then that got scrubbed. And then now they say now that everything now that is becomes an issue of where are trillions of dollars. Well, that's a national security issue. When this thing started, the actual Army, the Department of Defense, was actually out in writing in its documentation saying, we can't find $6.5 trillion. Something like 6.8, 6.5, something like that. And so we can't find it. You know, I mean, the day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld, the then Secretary of Defense, was saying, yeah, we can't find $3.2 trillion. We don't know where it is. Yeah, only the entire tax revenue of America, plus another trillion or so, couldn't find it. We don't know where it is. And this is on top of all that. I mean, there's a lot of, and I think what Donald Trump is doing is buy time. He got us out of the Paris Climate Accord, which wanted to strip wealth out of America. He did get us into this USMCA, which I'm not a fan of because it gives up foreign, it gives up national, it gives up some of our national sovereignty to unelected bureaucrats. But he did get us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That was worse than the USMCA. He did get us out of the Paris Climate Accord, the fraudulent Iran deal, he's set all these lawyers, and he's I think got repatriated all this cash. He brought blood back to the core, right? So you want to what your body always tries to do is protect the core. So what happens? You get frostbite on your fingers, and the blood goes to your core to protect the core as long as you live. So that's what he was doing. And so I think he's bought a lot of time in trying to strengthen all the drilling, strengthen the country. But I think at some point this thing gets reset. I think the drop dead date is in the year and probably early in the year of 2021, but I don't know if that can be put off. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. I did have some anecdotal evidence. I had one guy email me, and this could be a troll, but this isn't like a troll comment. He says, hey, Greg, I just want to let you know I work for a big financial company, and you'd know who it was if I told you. If I said their name, you'd know who it was. And I just want to let you know I'm pretty high up in the company. I'm involved in a lot of meetings. And, you know, the top people here are worried about the repo market and how much funding they're having to do and that they can't stop. And he says, and I'm telling, and also the people here don't want to speak out about it because they don't want to be, this is the same thing Martin Armstrong's worried about. They don't want to be blamed for a financial meltdown. So what I want to tell you is that stay on the repo market. It's a real thing because I keep coming back to the repo market that nobody wants to talk about. And this is, you have Larry Kudlow on today, basically saying the Fed's T-bill purchases are basically QE. So here you have just nobody's buying our debt, so we're buying our debt. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long can this go on for, and what happens in a debt reset? That's what we're talking about. I mean, people are going to get crushed. Yep. And Donald Trump is going to save the republic. That's what he's going to do. I mean, this was all blown out, way out of proportion. This should have blown up in 2008.
We're heading into another break right now, Greg. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom here with Greg Hunter and Pastor Butch Paul. And heading into the break, you know, we're talking about the repo market. We're talking about the LIBOR rate. These are all, how long can they, you know, that's a big question. And someone said, if someone actually came out with the date, and all these people who give dates and give timelines and so forth, they really don't know anything, because you can't put a timeline on what's happening, because there's so many things we don't know. It's impossible to put a timeline, but we can look at all these events that are happening, all the money that's being funneled into, and that's not tricky. I mean, it all goes back to our fiat currency. Here we are today.
And by the way, I want to tell you,
it's not going to improve. It can't be fixed.
It can be fixed, not with fiat currency. I'm not interrupting y'all because I'm interested in the conversation. It's y'all doing a great job, so don't think I'm being rude. I'm just listening. I'm absorbing. I mean, I'm up soaking it in. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, Ray Dalio is out saying that cash, you know, is trash. Investors should diversify portfolio with gold. Now, I would suspect that he is diversifying into the physical bar market. And, you know, big money's going to be way out in front of this. And of course, people are talking their book, but, okay, so this is a guy running the biggest, $180 billion hedge fund, Ray Dalio. And so, he is out there out front. And then you have him out front with gold and that kind of thing, and then you have this deal where the Federal Reserve we're going to work with climate change. Why don't you work with fixing your bankruptcy? And let me tell you, I think you'd fix the whole situation with one thing. And this is what broke it in the first place, was that we refuse to let people go bankrupt. You know, you let people do their own risk factoring and their own risk management, all kinds of stuff, and you just say, hey, listen, you don't do it, it's okay. You don't have to do it. Well, you're just going to go bankrupt. Your assets are going to go to other people. That's all. You don't want to manage your risk? There's no problem. We'll manage it for you in bankruptcy court. And what do we do? We did away with bankruptcy. Yeah. We could fix this whole thing by saying, hey, listen, you make a mistake, you're going to go bankrupt. I mean, Goldman Sachs should have gone bankrupt. Morgan Stanley should have gone bankrupt.
AIG
should have gone bankrupt, right? General Electric should have gone bankrupt. And this is a stupid thing for, you know, Warren Buffett, right? And Warren Buffett should have gone bankrupt, or he should have taken a big hit. I mean, you know, everybody's lauding him. He loaned money to General Electric at 10%. Oh, he's brilliant. Oh, he loaned money. He got a really good term at Goldman Sachs. Yeah, the Goldman Sachs would have been taken down with the AIG debacle. And so bankruptcy would fix all this stuff, but we did away with bankruptcy. You know, what's the Fed doing? Keeping people from going bankrupt, keeping debt from defaulting. Some debt should default. Yeah. Sorry, debt is not money and debt is not an asset. I've said this before and I'll say it again. But they're trying to make you continue to believe that debt is money and debt is an asset. And actually, debt is an asset. That's what it's considered, but not debt that defaults. And I think whatever, this is the thing about the repo market, too. We know what they're doing. At least we know some of the numbers. We don't know all the numbers. It's not less than, it's more than. But we know they're doing something crazy because they've never done it before. And we don't even know who is getting the money. They're doing $40 billion. Who the hell? $40 billion a night. Who the hell gets the money?
It's just 90 last night.
Okay, 90. I mean, it's just tens of billions. This is what they admit to. So who's getting the money? Can't tell you. We're not going to tell you. We don't even know. So this is a day type thing. Well, they're doing it. But they don't have the money to pay you back the next day. Do you think these people have the money to pay back the Fed that $90 billion, the entities that are getting it the next day? Sorry, they don't. So what are they doing? Who are they? What are they? They're propping something up. I think it's pretty safe to say that. They're keeping somebody from defaulting, or multiple entities from defaulting. Then they came out in Zero Hedge and said they would loan hedge funds, the dark money. They would just load them money because, the Fed thinks that the Fed will never let us go bankrupt. We'll never go bankrupt. But we don't know. And this is why, folks, and back to you, back to us little people, because I'm a little person, and, I just think like, the son of a machinist that I am, is that what can I do to protect myself? And you cannot be depending on this debt system. I have family members that are—they're now retired. Oh, we've got pensions. Oh, like you're going to get paid no matter what, really. So you at the teachers union, you're going to get paid, and at the Fed, you're going to get paid too. No, you're going to get paid at par. You're going to get really well. The Teamsters, the baddest of the bad boys, they took a 50% hit in their pensions. So you tell me how the teachers are going to make it. CalPERS is in big trouble out in California. They got all these people. They got, 80,000 people retiring at $100,000 a year plus? I mean, the system is haywire. Illinois is a basket case of teetering default, Illinois. What are they doing? Who are they propping up? You had Deutsche Bank with 49 trillion or some 40 plus trillion. I think it's almost 50 trillion in derivatives. They tried to meld them with Commerce Bank in Germany, both German banks. And that was dead and deader. That all failed. Too much stuff would have to be revealed. And now, I think the stock is catching a bit of a bid. Deutsche Bank, is that because the repo market is propping them up to make them look like they're, more or better than they really are? I mean, again, frauds and quickly, right?
It does.
So frauds end quickly. They may go on. You don't know how long they can go on for. I mean, Deutsche Bank is 8.28, which is unbelievable because they fired a bunch of people and they don't really have a book of business. They've been caught in one fraud and one scheme with Forex and gold and silver and all this other stuff after another because they're slammed. And then on top of all that, so what are the elite New World Order people go? They go for the climate change. We have to have climate change control mechanism. We want to control you and blame it on the climate. And then you have Trump over in Davos talking about the hoax of climate change and the prophets of doom during his Davos address, and that we all have these prophets of doom. Well, in terms of the repo market, I'm not a prophet of doom. The climate change, I think, is geoengineering, which nobody wants to talk about. I think if they stop that, they would stop a lot, according to Dane Wigington at geoengineeringwatch.org, that they are continually solar radiation management and geoengineering and you know, all the kind of things they do with spraying all these particles out of the planes, which I think what she says makes it all worse. But Trump is in their face in Davos, talking about not down with the whole Paris Climate Accord and all that, saying that's a total hoax and that he's not going to you know, allow America to basically pay for this hoax is what they really wanted with the Paris Climate Accord, that they wanted America to pay for this hoax. So I don't know. It's very tenuous. It's very freaky in terms of you know, what's going on to prop up the economy. Yes, all the money is, the stock market is rising, and what B of A did a big thing about how sure there's a we've basically monetized $1 trillion of debt. Then you have Larry Kudlow out saying yes the buying of the of treasuries is really QE. We're buying our own debt. We're eating our own cooking. I mean, we're in the sailboat, and there's no water. And what are you drinking? And how's that going to make you feel? And so we're stranded out on the water, and we're nobody's buying our stuff. So how long can this go on for? I don't know. I my typical idea here is that that it will end sometime in 2021 for sure. That's the brick wall. Time, but I think if this impeachment thing goes as bad as it's looking like it's going, and they want to remove Donald Trump because that they want to keep from going to jail and being exposed for these crimes and seditions and treasons and kickback schemes and bribes, and that's what Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch had recently said. You must be listening to me. These guys are fighting to stay out of jail. They're fighting not to be exposed for crime and fraud and treason and sedition, and they're fighting to stay out of this. And they got to get rid of the guy standing in front of Davos saying, hey, this climate thing's a big hoax, and they're just trying to rip us off and control us. Woo! He is the Baby Ruth in the punch bowl.
I wanted to say one thing. You know, there are more and more Wall Streeters out there that agree that, you know, we have this craziest monetary and fiscal mix. I mean, it's nuts in history. I think it was ready to come undone the beginning of last year, 2019.
They were able to
drop the rates and save it. And here we are today.
Yeah. Don't you think it's weird that nobody's asking the question? That A, the mainstream financial media will not even bring it up, that's A. And B, don't you think it's odd that nobody's asking the Fed, hey, who's getting this money every night?
You know, and nobody really cares as long as that stock market doesn't crash. That's all they care about.
Well, they're stupid.
Well, they are, but that's all they care about.
That's like saying, hey, man, you got stage 4 cancer, but if you take this Dilaudid, you won't feel a thing, man. You're good. Hey, man, I feel great. I know you got stage 4 cancer. I know, but I feel great. I know it's that Dilaudid. It's fantastic. Okay, problem solved. Until one day it was over, just like that.
Just
right?
Just like that. Yep.
So people should get ready. I mean, that's what they don't forget, the noise. These are, listen, the stuff we're talking about on your show is stuff you can source. This is happening in the repo market. And this is the numbers we know about. We don't know. I highly doubt we know all the numbers. I really highly doubt it, that we actually know all what is actually going on. But what they produce in documents, the Fed, telling us what is going on. And I think they're doing that so they can show people we're doing something. We're not going to let it crack. Don't worry. Confidence is okay. We're going to do it. They have to overtly. They go from covert to overtly. We're doing something. We are doing something. Okay. And what they're saying, and what they're putting in their own records, and what they're saying is crazy. And nobody is asking the question, who's getting the money? Because if you found out who was getting the money, you'd find out who's in big financial trouble.
Yeah.
And that in and of itself could probably drive the whole thing in the dirt. But, you know, again, I just want people to realize this, that just because nothing's happened, listen, Bernie Madoff, 5 years before this was going on, when Marco Polos was complaining to the SEC while they were watching porn, that's a fact, they were all watching porn, and nobody got fired over all this. He was complaining with 5, 6, 8, 10 years ahead of time, but multiple complaints. There's no way he could be doing this. He can't be making 12% a year. There's no way that you could prove he's doing this. He can't be doing it. He's a total fraud. So think about how long this went on for. Bernie Madoff was the man. I mean, when you mentioned Bernie
Madoff. Well, J.P. Morgan had a little bit to do with that, too.
Think about this. And, I mean, how did that end? He was having Mai Tais out on his deck in the Hamptons. He was having a beautiful weekend. I'm sure he had friends over. Oh, Bernie, we love your house. Oh, Bernie, it's great. Oh, Bernie, you're so great. You're a brilliant guy. Bernie, 12% return. How do you do it? Things were great. He goes back to I kid you not, he goes back to, down the Long Island freeway. He goes to have a beautiful night sleeping, had a lovely dinner at, wherever, someplace on the east side. Goes in the next morning, and by 9:30, federal agents are there and put him in handcuffs, and he never leaves jail. Think about it.
Yeah, but you know what, in order for him to carry on that scheme, he had a lot of help, and nobody...
J.P. Morgan!
J.P. Morgan, that's what
I said. According to Helen Chapman, who's an attorney for some of the clients, he could not have done what he did without J.P. Morgan Chase as the bag holder, the banker, the people that he was working with. J.P. Morgan Chase paid $2.5 billion dollars in fines, in lieu of prosecution, restitution, and fines. They paid $2.5 billion in fines and reimbursement and... To avoid criminal prosecution. That was you can find this story that was reported. It was a reported story. You can source that story. So, yes, you're right. He in fact, had a partner, and that was J.P. Morgan Chase.
Yep. But, hey, we just have about 60 seconds left. What do you think of this virus that's supposed to be coming from China, this coronavirus?
It's in Taiwan. I mean, it's in Hong Kong, right?
Well, supposedly there's a case in Washington State now.
Well, I think if they wanted to break stuff up, I wouldn't put past the people that have concentration camps and do social credit scoring and harvest the organs of dissidents. That's all in China. I wouldn't put it past them to use their military chemical warfare arm to break up the stuff going on in Hong Kong.
Wow. I agree with you.
I mean, they could send their military in, right? And they could just start shooting people.
That's not
and
that won't
that'd be
work.
Bad for business.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be bad for iPhones and Chevys and things made in Hong Kong and made in China. So they can't do that.
All right, that gives us all something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. But we're also out of time. Greg, I want to thank you for joining us today. And
buy
listeners,
gold.
Pardon?
Buy gold.
Bye.
Amen.
Lots of it. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. So until then, be safe. Good night and God bless. I have a plan. If I got me.